Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For me in 5 years?
You'll be 27. You'll be older than me now.
I think that I will be in the... It's still in the digital, mm-hmm. like, influencer.
I think you'll pop off. Not, like, be dead.
I think you'll die.
No, like...
You'll pop off the earth.
I think you'll pop off. I think... I think you're gonna.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with my boss, Alicia Marie.
Hi.
Welcome to my podcast, boss. This is the second time you've been on.
Yeah, I am
the
so
first time where you came
honored.
On where you were my boss. Yeah. Sort of.
I feel like we just started working
together. Yeah, so sort of, but not really.
But like now it's different. It hits different.
It does hit different. When I interviewed you the first time, like I didn't even know you that well.
No, it would be actually really interesting to kind of compare.
Yeah.
Because I feel like.
You should go listen to the one before, like this one.
Yeah. We'll try to link it below. You guys should go listen to it. We really dove into like me a little more, but we're going to switch the tables today. I want to interview TK because I feel like you always have so many amazing guests here, but you don't really get it. I wish you would do more solo episodes.
Everyone says that. Brooke Michio literally yells at me up twice a week.
I'm not kidding. Like, there's very few podcasters who I feel like are capable of doing solo episodes, and I do think you're one of them. And you need to do more.
I should. I just love people. Like, I would rather have a conversation with someone.
Yeah, I think I'm the, like, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, certain guests... podcast, like, there's certain podcasters.
No, I get it.
I prefer them just doing solo episodes.
And sometimes I'm like, I don't care about the guest. Like,
yeah,
I
like, not in a mean way, but you're just like, I'd rather you talk on your own.
No, I feel that.
Okay, well, I feel so. Oh my god, I'm the host. No pressure. No, I'm not nervous. It's fine. It's great.
this is weird.
Okay, well, first things first. We actually did a podcast together on my podcast, Pretty Basic. Shameless self plug. Go listen to it. No, but the main reason why I brought it up was because we for the first time really sat down, and TK was on it because Rem was gone, and I was too scared to do a solo episode. Speaking of, so TK interviewed me, but we really dove into how our friendship slash how we started working together like came about.
Yeah.
So definitely go listen to that because I think that's been the number one requested thing. I would say
you'll learn so much.
I feel like what's just interesting is like we don't have your typical. It's like it's not like you sent in a resume.
No.
You know what I mean? No. So it's just kind of a different. Approach, I guess, but that's what's interesting about this whole digital world.
When people are like, I was interviewing someone today and she was talking about manifestation, and when people like talk about manifestation and like trusting the process and like, you know, the universe and stuff, like, I mean, I believe that stuff because like it's like kind of fun to believe, but like I firmly believe in that literally just because of our situation.
Really?
Yeah, because just like, and I firmly believe in, like, speaking out into existence.
Yeah.
Like, specifically from our situation. Because had I not, like, had I not reached out the times that I did, like, I would not have this job.
No.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app. Or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah! I don't.
No. Even when we were working together before you were full-time and I hired you on full-time, even hearing you say like, oh, like, I'm not sure what I want to do or like I'm not sure what's going to happen next, like was a sign for me. Like I heard that and I was like, oh, interesting. Like that actually made me more happy because I was like, oh, like she would be looking for something. Like maybe she would actually
want
to
so
work
weird.
With me.
See, that's so weird to me because like one, I would have no idea that you would even listen to me saying that. Yeah. And two, I literally like every night would like go home and I would like apply to places. And like I had, do you know when I was like working for you, I had interviews and stuff.
No, we've never talked about that.
Yeah.
But I do.
I was like interviewing.
That's so funny.
Because I just had no idea.
I'm really big on timing and I can't explain it more than.
You really are.
When I have the feeling of like, if I have a feeling that I know I want to offer you a full-time position, for example, I wait until I'm like, hey, now's the time. Like it's
really?
Weird. Like even hearing and knowing I was going to offer it to you, like I let like 2 weeks go by.
Yeah.
For no other reason than like me being like, no, it's not the right time. It's so weird.
See, you do that in just like real like personal life too. Like, yeah. For instance, even like when you like surprise me that we're going on a trip or something. Yeah. Like I know, like you wait to the weirdest, like, but yeah. They're perfect.
Yeah.
But it's like the weirdest, like most like strategic time.
Yeah. Oh
like, my God, what, like so you true. Could, do, you could do it.
Any other time.
Yes.
There's so many other times.
Like, oh there's, God. Like, strategy behind it.
Yeah. That's so weird. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, first of all, I feel like most of your podcasters know I'm a big fan. I listen to almost every single episode. There has been a few that I haven't listened to.
That's okay.
Please forgive me.
Same.
I would love, like, a two-second, like, what do you do? I feel like we all know you're from the Midwest, you're from Indiana, but, like, what? That's so like, funny. Give me your elevator pitch bio of, like, what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, this would be my pitch. I'm from Bloomington, Indiana. I moved out here to go to fashion school, and I majored in digital media and digital cinema, and I thought I wanted to be an executive at, like, a studio, and now I'm, like, a producer and a podcaster, kind of, and I work full-time for a YouTuber. So okay. What I do every day is I am, like, full-time, like, basically your clone, but like I help do whatever we need. So like sometimes that's editing, sometimes that's coming up with ideas, sometimes that's filming. Like we do a lot of filming mm-hmm. and editing, I'd feel like. And I feel
it's
like
everything.
I feel like we come up with ideas actually the most.
I want to get better at time batching. Because I think that's something that I struggle with and can do better. Yeah. Because I feel like every day we are doing a little bit of everything.
But also even now with like the podcast, it's pretty basic. Like I'm constantly like even like being way more aware now of like, oh, what's hot in the podcast world, like, yeah. for you guys or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's weird because, like, we really do a little bit of everything, especially with, like, all of the promos and stuff lately. Like, what's a cool merch promo that would, like, grab someone's attention? Or what's the other promos we were doing besides the merch this week?
Pretty basic.
Yeah, pretty basic. Like, what's something different for season two that'll make people...
And how can we change it up from the last time we did
yes.
it? Also, I think this is something that... I feel like people probably don't know about you. And even when it came down to me working with, because I've worked with a lot of other people before too, but you have this like it factor. And I want to like dive into that. No, because don't laugh because I know you know you do. I know deep down you know there's something special about you, okay? No, but like, I know.
This is so uncomfortable for me.
No,
face is red.
No, I want to dive into it because I think when people come, when you moved from Indiana, how many people move across the country and the world to come to LA and like be in this industry? How many people actually like
a lot, but not many people make it.
So I want to talk about like how you clearly like made it. You know what I mean? Your friends back home are looking like, wow, like she did the thing. Mm-hmm. She came to LA and she actually did it and she's happy.
But I want to reiterate that like, I don't even think I've really talked to you about this. Like I filled out probably 4 transfer applications and got into the schools and literally were begging my parents to let me transfer.
See,
and move back. Like, I would call my parents crying because I hated my life and I hated, like, I was like, I have no friends. Like, I have no anything. Like, I hate it here, blah, 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 blah. And I would cry. And my parents would be like, no, which is so, I'm so grateful for.
It's
because
underrated.
As a parent, if your kid decides that they want to move somewhere, you have to make them stay there and figure it out.
Yeah, but then it's hard when they're, like, bawling their eyes out saying they hate it.
Yes, but that's your duty as a parent to, like, that's when tough love comes in.
I think also a gut feeling.
Yeah.
You know, of, like...
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, in my situation, like, actually, in the grand scheme of things, like, nothing was, like, detrimental. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I needed to move back for, like, a health reason or, like, something big.
I feel like I've never even talked to you truly about this, though. Mm-hmm. Like, why didn't you go to IU? Because you love it so much. Why did you want to come to FITM?
Okay, well, I knew I wouldn't go to IU for sure because it's literally, like, my whole graduating high school class, like, migrated there.
Okay, I feel like I have the equivalent for me that I was like, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, and, like, I literally adore IU and I love it. And, like, I feel like in another life I would have gone to it.
Yeah.
However, it's just, like, I knew I wasn't going to go there. Like, I never, ever growing up pictured myself going there.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which is so weird because, like, I love it and I adore it. And, like, I'm a huge IU fan. But, like, I just knew I'd never – like, I never pictured myself going there ever.
I mean, at least it made it probably easy for you.
Just because I guess, like, I just didn't see myself there. And I knew I wanted to be in, like, fashion and entertainment. And IU just doesn't really have that.
Speaking of fashion, I am curious about this. You are known for your red aesthetic, your flames, your juicy, like, you have such a brand, and this is something I always constantly tell you, that most influencers and other creators, their biggest struggle is that they don't have a brand, where, like, you have a walking billboard and your brand is, like, you are, like, such a brand without even trying, which I think is, to you, it probably seems simple because you're like, oh, I just, like red lips. But, like, most of a lot of my friends and people, like, they have the talent, but they just don't understand why they don't stand out as much. And I swear that comes down to branding. When did that even, like, have you always loved red? Did it kind of, like, happen in college? Like, when did you find your style?
Okay. I've always loved, like, a lip color.
Okay.
And I actually didn't realize that I had nice lips. I mean, okay. Back in, like, middle school, I always would get, like, not made fun of, but kind of. Like, you know, like, yeah, like a backhanded compliment?
Yeah, yeah.
It was, like, people would, like, come up to me and ask to touch my cheeks because I have, like, big, like, smiley cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have, like, big, like, chubby cheeks. So people would come up and ask to touch them because they're, like, oh, they're so soft. Or, like, my lips, they would be, like, oh, my God, your lips. Like, but, like, it was, like, not a good thing.
Yeah, or you know being I mean? Like, oh, like, TK has big lips. And you're yeah, like, is that good or bad?
Yeah, but it was, like, more perceived, I feel like, as a bad thing or, like, an inappropriate, like, guy thing.
Yeah, you know what yeah, I mean? Yeah, yeah.
But it was the weirdest thing because when I moved to LA, everyone started getting lip injections. This is when, like, Kylie first got them. And everyone started getting lip injections, and I was so confused because I was like, what? Like, why would you want your lips to be, bigger. Like, bigger?
Yeah. Like, you've never, that's never been an insecurity for you, so you never had, like...
No, it was never, I was never insecure about it at all. And mm-hmm. even, like, my cheeks, really, like, I was never, like, insecure about it. But, like, I definitely was like, oh, that's so weird. Why would you want, like, filler there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you would never do
like,
that.
I understood, like, boob jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I never was like, oh, I don't get the lip thing, you know?
No, completely.
But LA is, like, one of those things, like, I didn't think anything was that wrong with me until I moved to LA and I was like, oh my God, I'm so ugly compared to like okay, LA people.
Freaking LA.
Yeah.
You always hear about it. People being like, oh, you're going to get lost in Hollywood and blah, 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 whatever. But like, it is such a thing. I'm not even kidding. Where you just, your insecurities start showing because people around you, even if you're close to them or not, are like, oh my God. It's like that scene in Mean Girls when they're like, my shoulders are too broad. Like, oh my yeah. nose. That like, and then you're like, oh, I guess. Like, you didn't even know you had things yes. that you were insecure about until you come here. And you're like, oh,
it's weird. Should I? I always tell people, I thought I was cute until I came here. Literally, and I was like, oh.
Or even how people joke that, like, someone who's 10 in the Midwest
yeah.
comes here and then they're like a 2.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wait, what?
That's
like, it's
so such true,
a,
actually.
It's such a weird thing. For it's kind of sure. messed up, honestly. Okay, I should have done this earlier, but I want to do some rapid questions with you.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. So.
Oh, and I just want to say, also with the lips.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I think, cheerleading. Because in cheer, we had to wear a red lip. So I think that's where it developed.
Got
and
it,
I,
got
like,
it, got
loved
it.
That.
Oh,
so
my
then
God.
The red. And then, like, with IU, I always had red. In my, like, closet because of IU.
So you never sat down and were like, oh, I need to have a...
No.
Have, like, a
no,
style.
No, no. Even still now, like... I mean, I've always, like, been a fan of, like, a little bit of everything. Like,
yeah.
I've never been super edgy. I've never been too sporty. I've never been too girly. I just, like, I feel like I'm a combination. And I, like, went in on the red because I was like, oh, I have a lot of this and, like,
see,
the
but
red lips.
I'm not even kidding. Like, that's why you stand out so much. I feel like people who don't even follow you or, like, know you, if they come across your account, they're like, oh, wait... Who is this? Like, what does she do? Because I'm not
so
kidding.
Funny.
Myself, like, I think of when I first started YouTube, I was just like, oh, what trends are going on? And then all of a sudden I was like a boho, like, chic girl. And then
yeah.
all of a sudden soft grunge came in. And I was like, oh, like, I'm soft grunge.
Grunge.
And that's literally, I swear, like, 90% of girls are just, like, following trends, which is totally fine. But I think when you find someone who's just, like, doing what they love, it, like, stands out so much. So to other creators, I would say that's, like, my biggest tip is just, like, do what you love. Like, have your own style and don't feel like you have to just, like, follow other things and
well,
whatever.
Well, I will say, like, even just within the last couple of years when I've really surrounded myself with people that, like, love me for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, if, like, these people that I admire so much love me for me, then, like, so should the rest of the world. So
yeah.
it's, like, I feel like I really started becoming even more true to myself because, like, it's confusing when, like, people aren't that supportive of you and, like, you're like, wait,
oh, yeah.
should I do this? Should I do this?
Well, also, if you have 5 girls, for instance, who are... you know, boho chic,
yeah.
let's say. And then you, like, come in with your cowgirl boots and
yeah.
you're, like, or your, like, flame
yeah.
motocross jacket or whatever. And they're, like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to think, like, that's not okay.
Before I moved to LA,
yeah, yeah.
I was, like, Indiana sucks. Like, literally, I was, like, I can't wait to leave here. Like, the cold sucks. Like, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. And then I moved here and I was, like, wait, I love it. Because I, like, you have, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Okay. So that's how that happened. Rapid question.
Okay.
So
I love rapid questions on podcasts.
Basically, the podcasting world has blown up. Mm-hmm. Do you think everyone should have a podcast like how everyone has an Instagram?
No.
Why?
Because a lot of people aren't interesting and a lot of people are horrible hosts and interviewers.
Hosting. So that's what's mainly different.
I think so.
Because I swear a lot of people are like, oh, podcast, I should have that.
People like to listen to themselves talk when other people don't.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Tea. Yeah. We can dive more into that later. Who's your dream collab in any platform?
Reese Witherspoon. And I also love Josh Peck.
Oh, that's going to happen.
He's the best.
What's something that you would have told yourself 3 years ago today?
I would have told myself?
3 years ago today, sometime, what year would that have been? 2017 in February. What would you have told Taylor King then?
Oh, like what would I go back and tell her? Wait it out / trust the process.
Ooh.
That's what I would tell her.
Everyone says the key to success in LA is who you know. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Explain.
Great question. Did you come up with these?
I did. I prepped for this, guys.
I'm like, did you have someone come up with these?
No.
Because I know I didn't.
I literally was at the gym being like, okay, wait, what am I doing?
I was like, did you have Chloe come up with these? Sorry, what was the question one more time?
Everyone says the key to success in LA is just who you know.
It is. That's true. That is true. And why do I think it's true?
Mm-hmm. Just explain more.
I think that when you know someone that is highly respected in the industry, it can elevate you to be highly respected among all of their orbit of people.
I would agree with that.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So for instance, for me, you're very well respected in the industry. Therefore, I'm going to be well respected because I'm your girl.
It's
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you for saying that. You didn't have to. But
I agree in the sense
which
that...
Which is true.
No, like, I mean, it's a small world. And once you get into... Even any career or industry or anything like that, I swear it's like... It seems like this huge, massive thing. The second you're inside the bubble, it's a very, very, very small bubble. Like, especially digital. Like, once you know one person... Oh my God.
But it's like the one person has to be respected.
Yes. So when you know what I mean?
I just think that you are a reflection of who you're surrounded with.
Exactly. So like, if you were to be like, hey, this person's cool, then anyone you tell that to will trust it if they think you're cool.
It's kind of like when you're at, for instance, a frat party. Mm-hmm. Let's say you bring your friend from out of town.
Yeah.
And they come in. Like, the only reason why they're getting in is because they know so-and-so who's paired with a frat. You know what I mean? So it's like... Once you come in and your hot friend from in town is like there, like everyone's gonna be like, oh, that's like Alicia's friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like you just automatically like them because you already like Alicia.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is in, like, I guess, Hollywood and the entertainment industry. Yeah.
And coming from like my side, not even my side, the influencer side, I feel like there's plenty of times where, you know, people will come up and you're not sure if they're just trying to like get a photo with you or anything like that. So if I was to have a friend come up and be like, hey, this is Steve, I'd be like, oh, hey, Steve, what's up? Like,
yes.
Like, I don't have to feel like I have to be nervous around you or I don't feel like, I don't know. And it's so weird because it's still so stupid compared to like the bigger like world. Like, there's so much more, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it is an interesting thing. So I would agree. But okay, going off of that, if you had to choose between work ethic and networking skills, which would you choose?
What would I rather have?
Mm-hmm.
Networking skills.
Ooh. Over work ethic.
God, that's hard. What would I rather have? I guess. Ah.
Like, if you had to choose. Or you can do a
percentage. I think networking skills can get you further in life.
I would agree. How much further, though, in the long term?
In the long run, probably not that far. Not that far.
Yeah.
You need both.
You do need both.
Yeah.
Trick question.
I would probably vote networking, though. Networking is so underrated. Like, for me, from my point of view, because you're like, what's weird is, like, you're like, oh, who's this random stranger? But if, like, so-and-so introduced you, you trust them. For me, it's like, okay, this person doesn't know me. They're going to respect me because I'm getting introduced by Alicia. But how are they going to remember me?
See, so it's like,
so I have to stand out in some way. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. A few things on that. First, I do think they go completely hand in hand. I'm more on the work ethic side because one thing I suck at – it's weird. I don't suck at networking, but I can turn it on. But – I struggle with it more than you do. So I learn a lot about networking from you because I think in my head it needs to be this like black and white, like, oh, I'm networking. Yeah. Versus like, no, just be chill and talk to someone and that's still, quote, networking.
Also, like, you're like, I would say I have a strong work ethic, but you're like psychotic.
Am psychotic.
Your work ethic is like no one I've ever seen ever in my life. So it's like, there's no reason why you would ever say networking because your work ethic is just like literally the most outlier.
But thing. I would say that I still need to do better at networking. And yeah. I think I could go so much further if I actually like...
You just are too in your head about it.
I overthink everything in life. You do. I'm like, oh my God, like, are they going to remember me? Like, are they going to forget about me? Instead of just being like, hey, you probably don't remember me. I don't know.
My pep talk in my head before I meet someone that is like scary or like intimidating or like, let's say they're this huge A-list celebrity and I'm kind of scared. I'm like, all right, just be like so true to yourself. And if they don't like you, at least they just like, you have to be so true to yourself that if they don't like you, that's their loss because like you're fucking awesome.
What would you say? Okay, this is something that's so interesting that I think a lot of people don't realize, but which we kind of talk about it a little bit. Whenever you go to these parties and you see, like, it looks so much different, these like events and parties and stuff, and you see people taking photos together, and then you finally get invited and you're so excited and you go, and then you realize
this is like, me, like, within the last year, like, I was literally, all I would do is die to be invited to something, and now I kind of get invited to some,
and then you're like not that excited to go to some, or you're like, oh, like, it's just gonna be another, I don't know, like, let's talk about that more, because I think a lot of people would be interested to hear, like, I don't even know how to explain it, sorry, we can cut this.
No, this is really good.
So like, you're at an event, right? Okay. And you see Reese Witherspoon walk by.
Yeah.
Do you go up? Is it rude to go up? You're at the same party, but also, like, should you dare to talk to her?
She's hard because I'm such a big fan that I would be like, Taylor, this is the only time you're going to see her. I would. So, like, she's different. I'm going to use a different example. Let's say it was, like, Kerry Washington, who's someone I really respect.
Yes.
Like the girl from Scandal, Olivia Pope, if you don't know who Kerry Washington is. Right? Someone I really respect. But, like, she's not a Reese Witherspoon where I'm, like, I would literally, for Reese Witherspoon, I would be, like, you have to go. Or, like, even Tanya Rad, well, also, I would be, like, I have to go.
I mean,
go.
Literally, the event we went to last week, like, Margot Robbie was there. There were yeah. so many people there. And it's, like, we would have never even tried to go up and say anything.
No, I would never.
But, like, so many other people would. Do you know what I mean?
No, because I, like, in my head, I'm, like, you know what? I'll meet them another time a better way. I think that.
See, I think that, too.
I'm, like, someone will introduce me. Literally, that's what I think in and my head. Just, what do you think?
No, I think the same. This is
you think that too.
I think
because I'm like I'm
insane,
so
and I told you I'm insane. Like
which is actually psychotic. That
I think that. I truly was scarred from like years ago of people thinking I was a fangirl to where now I never want anyone to think I'm a fangirl, even if I am a fangirl. Does that make sense? So when it comes to like these bigger actresses or something. I mean, I will say I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm so sorry.
No. I like it.
I don't know. I wouldn't go up to half of them anyway.
Did you have someone you went up to and they were like, oh, she's such a fangirl that scarred you? Like, honestly. Like, are you thinking of someone right now?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I won't say it, but I am thinking of someone.
Was it a guy or a girl?
A girl.
Do I know?
An influencer.
Do I know the story?
I think you do. I think I've mentioned. Yeah, you totally do.
Wait, mouth it to me. Oh, bitch.
Now everyone's like, wait, who?
I know.
No. So basically.
Wait, I didn't know that scarred you so much.
I think it really did. I never had any bullying in high school. So, and I was never bullied.
This makes so much more sense about you.
I was never bullied in high school or people are, I'm so sorry for being vague, guys. I would say it if I could, but I can't. Anyways, back to what I was saying. I think when you go to all these events and you see all these people, you realize that just because you're in the same space means nothing. When years ago, I would have been like, wow, we're both invited. This is such a big thing. We're like,
oh,
it's, you know, if Margot Robbie does walk by, it's like, oh, it's she's just working right now. Like, she's going to yeah. event to work. And it's like, I would so much rather, like, also, meet someone. Even she's a huge A-list celebrity. So even just, like, another influencer that I'm like, oh, I'd love to collab with them. Like, I personally, this is me personally because I'm insane and don't want to look like a fangirl. I wouldn't want to go up to them and introduce myself where I would rather have to meet them another way. However, I've had friends who have no shame going up and being like, hi, oh my God, I'm such a fan. And like they hit it off right away. So it's not so much even the way you go up. Cause I'm sorry. Oh my God.
No.
I don't like this. Oh my God. I hate this. I'm contradicting myself like no other.
No, I like it.
Really? Because yeah. I was about to say, I don't want people feeling like they can't go up because I'm so shy. So when I love going to events to talk to other people. So when people come up to me, I love talking to them, okay, but I would never go up to anyone.
No, but this is why, because you were scarred from that one specific girl. So it's like, that's why you personally aren't going up to people, but you love it when people come to you because you're too shy to go up to them.
Yeah. So I don't want people thinking like, oh, so don't go up to people. Cause I'm like, no. Go up to people. But like,
I think the best thing you can do is go up to them and admit you're a fangirl. So I think going up and being like, oh, like literally the other day I met someone and I was like, oh my God, I always DM you and gas you up in your comments. And they were like, oh, you're TK's Juicy Bowls, right?
No,
literally they remembered my username and I was like, yeah.
Well, the worst thing ever is when someone pretends to not know you and then you search their handle or something and then they've already followed you. Like
that's
they've
automatic
liked your stuff. And what's crazy is I feel like I've been on that side where again, I'm like, oh, like I like, hi, like so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
When I wish I in the past would have just been like, oh my God, hey, like love your stuff.
Yeah.
But just act chill about it.
Yeah.
I think that's something that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. It's just so weird. So I think, yeah, just being honest from the very beginning and not being like, oh, like, wait, what's your middle name? When you really know like their dog and everything yeah. about them.
And also the second that like you find out someone's that's what you are, a fan.
Mm-hmm.
The second you find out someone's a fan, you're automatically like, oh my God, you get me. Like, if you get me, I'll probably get you.
Yeah. Know? And you can tell, I can totally, there's been so many people who've come up to me and I'm like, whoa, you're cool. Let's get coffee. You know what I mean? Like, you can just tell when someone, the difference. So I think like with networking, it's interesting because a lot of, you like overthink what to say where it's so much more about your vibe.
Yeah.
It's so much more about like, hey, like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah,
dope. I'll see you around. Opposed to like, oh my God, it's like, when can I see you next? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. It's interesting. I don't know.
I feel like my strategy is always to connect on a personal level. So they'll remember like, oh yeah, last time we talked about like our dogs or last time we talked about, you know, being from the Midwest or like, I always try and connect like that way. So it's not like, oh, that's that one girl I met at the work event.
I feel like you're also really good.
Even if
you haven't seen someone for a few months, if you're at an event, you're like, oh my God, how was blah, blah. How was that birthday party that you were telling me about where I forget everything.
I really try. Like, I'll think in my head, I'll be like, Fork, what were we talking about last time? And if I actually can't remember, I'll be like, oh my God, I haven't seen you since last time. What were we talking about? I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say that.
See, where I would just be like, hi. And then I'm like, how are you? Like, or, that sucks.
A lot of times I'll reference like, oh my God, I saw that you just went to like the Beyonce concert via Instagram story.
Yeah.
Like, how was it?
Tell and that's a cool way to show that you're keeping up with them, yeah. But you're not like obsessed with them.
Yeah.
You're not like, oh, like, how was that?
Yeah.
Or like, how was your trip to Bali? Or like, yeah. How was that? I've been wanting to go, blah, 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 blah.
And people love to talk about
I learned a lot. I've learned so much from you this past year just in that sense. Just about so being funny. Chill.
I think it's, I guess because I didn't have a you for a long time to like just like automatically be respected. So I had to literally figure out a way. Mm. How was I going to be respected if I didn't have someone that was going to automatically get me in the door? You yeah. know what I mean?
And then this is something else I was going to say earlier that kind of goes off of what you're just saying right now. I think a lot of people could easily be like, oh, yeah, well, that's cool. Well, that's nice. But you have Alicia to help you like intro to people. Like,
oh, I know.
Must be nice for you.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
I...
it is.
No. This, no. This is where I flip it though, because it's like I've done plenty of collabs with people. Like, let's look at just a YouTube collab. I've done collabs with people where I had over 1 million subscribers and they were just starting out. And even after that collab, they get the views. You know, their next few videos do great, right?
We always say this.
They get thousands of subscribers. I'm not just, like, saying that, which, sorry. I literally, I'm no, sounding no, no, no. really conceited right now. Love no, being no. narcissistic.
What's funny is I wasn't even thinking that, and then I realized that you, like...
This is my problem. I think about what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Just talk.
Okay. Anyways.
She's very socially aware of people.
Too much. It's bad. So they get all of these eyes on them, but then it's up to them to keep those eyes and viewers on them. You know, like yeah. it's like a funnel. I'm a funnel, right? I can get you
funnel all these followers
a funnel
and viewers.
Of viewers and eyes and followers and potential followers, mm-hmm. potential subscribers. But it's truly up to you and your own content to mm-hmm. keep them there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so underrated. When people first start out, they're like, oh my God, well, nice for them. They were able to collab with so-and-so. So that's the only reason why they got big mm-hmm. or blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yeah, cool. They got one video that did really well. But like, did that actually benefit them? Mm-hmm. I personally think it hurts people way more than helping, because it's
really?
Like, well, now you have a whole different audience who thinks you're one way, so you better be that one way that they're expecting to see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, if you have an audience and like you just feel like an ad wall of an Instagram yeah. page, it's like, are they actually gonna want to follow you? No, they're gonna forget who you are. I can't tell you how many times I've followed people and then like I'm scrolling, I'm like, when did I follow you?
Yeah,
and then I unfollow them, yeah. or I'm about to unfollow them, and then I remember, oh, wait, oh, you're that one girl.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know what I mean? So it's like, you need to be memorable. Like you were saying about, yeah. what are you going to remember me for? So I think a lot of people see social media and YouTube and all this stuff as like, oh, just get followers. Or
I just need one viral
I need
thing.
One viral collab or one viral video. And it's like, sometimes that hurts you more than
yeah,
any.
Than
even like Rebecca Black, I remember talking to her for so long, and she was like, oh my God, that Friday video, like, it'll always follow me around.
Yeah.
Where, like, she probably regrets it now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Compared yeah, she just tweeted about it, actually.
Completely,
yeah.
because it's so hard because people only see you as that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's a more extreme level because not all of us have videos that, like, go that pop
yeah,
viral.
That viral.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, I do think it really comes down to being able to keep people there.
How do you get people to stay?
Being consistent. Having your own twist to things, standing out, because I can't tell you how many like of these blogger girls I ended up unfollowing because I'm like, I couldn't even tell you your name.
Yeah.
I know that you're pretty something polish X24, yeah. you know what I mean? And I know the back of your head from all your travel pictures, so but I true. Don't actually know anything about you. So I think being able to, yeah, just share your life.
Like, who do you think does a great job of standing out?
I was going to say you.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know. I think that's why even, like, Emma just, like, blew up because she was so different. She was herself, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this before, so we don't yeah. have to dive into it too much. But, yeah, who do you think stands out really good?
Who stands out?
Yeah. Or is underrated, because you always ask me that.
Oh, I've said this before on a podcast, but I think Joe Volpis is so underrated.
You always talk about his Vlophis.
Oh, maybe it's because I can relate to him. so well because it's like his job is my job, kind of. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I just think that his, like what he's done, like he doesn't have to be an influencer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like the fact that he makes his like job into kind of like another job mm-hmm. is like so fascinating to me. And like, I don't know. I think it's cool. Like even with the mukbangs he does, like I literally am such a fan. Like I watch all of them because I'm like, I just think that he does such a good job.
I love his mukbangs.
Yeah.
They're so good.
And I think like the Vlofus is so clever.
But I think that's another example of being original.
Yeah. The Vlofus is so clever and it shows a unique side to like,
can you explain instance, what that is
the
more?
Vlog squad. Yeah. The Vlofus is like basically the, there's this, I mean, you know what the Vlog squad is. Everyone listening knows what the Vlog squad is, right?
But like who Joe, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
How that.
Okay. So Joe is Sad Bobby's dad. I've talked about this on a quad. I think it was a recent podcast. So you may have already heard this, but basically Joe is like the Vlog squad's filmer and editor. Basically like the me for like the Vlog squad. So like I know he does like Josh and David. Like I don't know exactly what he does, but like he works there, or he helps them with stuff. He assists with them.
Helps them film all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Helps them film and edit. Basically helps them do what I do, but like for other YouTubers. And he instead of like that's his everyday office.
And also I don't really Joe is definitely David Vlog squad. He helps them film, produce, that kind of stuff. And then you have Andrew, who helps Shane, Ryland, and them. And then there's you, who helps me, sometimes Ashley.
Yeah.
I feel like there's such a small world of what you guys do.
I know, it's so niche.
There's going to be a lot more people popping up. And I think it'll be really interesting. I think you guys need to make a little, like...
We should make a little, like, group message.
A little group, a little text chain or something. You really should.
So true, yeah.
It's just, like, I don't know. It's so interesting.
We can have our own hype house, like, the filmers.
Honestly, there could be a whole reality show just about you guys.
Literally.
Being
about
like,
dealing with the freaking...
you being, like...
talent.
She told me to format the card, but it wasn't supposed to be formatted.
Yeah, oh my God. Horror stories. But, yeah, he basically made, like, instead of, like... Because it's called the Vlog Squad. He calls it the Vlofus because it's like the vlog office, like the Vlog Squad office.
Yeah.
Which is so clever. But, and he just shows like a different side to like what they're doing every day for work, which I love. So I would say him.
What do you feel like we could show more?
Like a different side. Oh, so much more of you. Yeah. So much more of you not on.
Well, people really loved the collab that we did because they liked seeing behind the scenes of like what you would help me with. Do you know what I mean? So, like, what do you feel like you, like, even both of us, like, what do you think?
Like, I feel like I should even show, which we've talked about this, but, like, me doing, like, a lunch break series or something. Like, even you during, for instance, lunch, like, just you not on.
Mm. Do you?
It's so interesting to me.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you just every day, you're, like, a lot more chill. You're a lot more... strategic and smart than I thought you were.
That's so funny.
You're a lot more just like, you're just way more like to get, like you have, you're way more put together and well thought out than I ever thought you were.
Well, even when it comes to like a simple Instagram story brand deal, like, it's not just like, okay, like let me post. It's like, okay, what's the background? All this stuff. Is it ever hard for you? Obviously it's no like question that people make money through this job. Is it ever hard for you just to be like, wait, I work really hard all week, why don't I just be an influencer?
It's so weird because I feel like I don't have that thought as much as you think I would.
Really? Because I think a lot of people are confused why like you don't really I think when people see you they're so freaking confused because they're like, wait, you look like an influencer. You are like kind of an influencer, but they're confused as to like, well, how is this your full-time thing, because it doesn't look like it is, and you barely you never post on YouTube. You know what I mean?
Do you think you have a channel. Do you think that's what I'm going to do?
I think... I know. I'm going to hear what you have to say first. Because that's going to change what you probably say.
Okay. I actually don't have that thought nearly as much as you would think.
Really?
The only thought I do have is like, ooh, if I had one day a week to just work on my like podcast and stuff, how would that be? That's the only thought I have like pretty regularly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I'm never like... Ooh, like, when am I going to, like, skirt? Like, I never think that.
See, I think we're really similar in this way. I was just telling Ollie last night because he was like, oh, my God, you're finally on TikTok. And I was like, oh, when I was joking what I say. I was like, oh, when Alicia Marie goes on a platform, she goes on a platform. Like, which when is I, very if true. I'm going to do something, I want to do it right.
Oh, God, I'm the same
and
way.
And you are literally, why we like joke that we're like so similar, because I swear you're literally the exact same too.
I don't like half-assing.
Me either.
So, like, I know how much time and effort goes into, like, a YouTube channel just in general. So, and it already is hard for me to keep up with, like, my podcast. Mm-hmm. So, just even like, I can't even tell you how many unread emails I have of, like, brands.
Freaking CC me next time and I'll answer for you.
Of brands that, like, are trying to work or collaborate or whatever, which is, like, I literally would have, like, I was praying for at one point. And now I'm like, I don't even know what to do because I don't have time to go through my thing. Okay, or I do.
I know what we're doing after this.
No, but like I know what I'm doing, or I'll go through them, but like it's just weird. Like it's hard. Feel weird like pitching myself. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like I even feel weird like getting money from stuff because it's like I literally don't know what I'm doing on
that aspect.
It's so
hard to know your worth.
Yeah.
And what sucks is even the fact that you have to put a dollar amount as your worth next to your face.
Yeah. And I actually don't know, like people ballpark with me all the time. Like I have an idea of what like people make, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I have no idea like how much like.
Oh, we always play games where TK's like, how much do you think they get for a static rate? And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, really? And I'm like, yeah.
We like, should call it like, we should make that a game. I need to do polls on that. But, like, I have an idea of how much people
make. Well, even, for instance, this is a different analogy, but Kylie Jenner posted, like, 11 sponsored stories.
What was it for?
It was for a brand. I forget what it was.
BoxyCharm.
11. That is so much. I've never been told to do 11. Yeah. Like, that's an insane amount of
sponsored. She had to get paid over $1 million, I think.
Oh, completely. I would say over $1 million.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure. But, like, what's weird for me is, like, I'll ask Alicia a lot for advice because she's always so helpful. And I'll be like, hey, so-and-so wants to send me clothes, right, for instance. And I'll be like, they want to send me however much money worth of clothes. Like, it's almost like a gift card. Mm-hmm. Like, they're a gifting. But they want me to post a static and, like, 8 stories. Mm-hmm. Let's say that was what they pitched me or whatever. And I'm like, should I do this? Like, I want the free clothes. And she'll be like, no.
Here's my thing. Because I've been there too where I'm like, oh, I just want the free clothes. Yeah. And if that's all you want, go ahead and go for it. I think someone with your numbers and engagement.
You always say that. I'm like, I don't even – like people I feel like are so invested in my numbers when I'm like –
Which is good. Don't worry about your numbers. Yeah. Don't even look at your numbers. What sucks though is there are plenty of brands who would pay you.
I know.
But knowing that you're not even asking for it, they're like, oh, sweet. Like, she's not even.
Yeah.
Like they are, like, smooching off of you.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like. Yeah. Here's what I would tell you.
Okay.
You with your numbers and everything. I would say, do you just want $600 worth of clothes? Like, if you're going on a trip and you're like, hey, I actually really want this. I don't want to spend my own money on this. Like, let's do it, you know? Do it for free. Get the free clothes. Mm-hmm. Who freaking cares?
Which I've done multiple times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Completely. Who freaking wouldn't? Yeah. Like, it's like, that's so much money. Which, for me, two stories.
Like, it's like, wild that I get, like, it's the weirdest thing because, like, first of all, I would never in one sitting spend $600 on clothes.
Exactly. That's
right?
Still a whole bunch
never,
of money.
Yeah. Like, never. And, like, getting the opportunity to, like, pick out $600 worth of clothes is the weirdest mind warp because then all of a sudden you're like,
I don't want it
nearly as much as you. It's like the weird. I sound so ignorant and stupid saying it.
No, you don't at all. Because everyone can relate to like when you have a gift card, it feels different.
It does.
It feels different.
It's like I don't want to spend it.
Or you want to like hoard it and save it until like you really really want something. This is where I think it's
not as valuable.
It's,
I guess.
It doesn't. It just feels different. And like that's honestly how that's a good way to put it. It's just different. I think this is where it kind of changes. The second that the brand is now like, okay, we'll send you this, but you have to do XYZ, 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 XYZ. You have to do 20 posts and blah, 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 and a vlog and blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, wait, now this is a brand deal. Like at first it was like a, hey, I know I should be getting paid for this, but I love your stuff.
So true.
So that's what so if I was you, what I would email back is I would say, hi, thank you so much for reaching out. I'm actually obsessed with your clothes and your store. Like normally I would charge for this, but I love you guys so much. So I'm so happy just to promote it. I can't guarantee it, but I'm so happy to promote.
Yeah.
Here's my shipping.
Great advice for blah, blah, blah. People.
Right. then they're like, sure, here, they send it, right? But sometimes there's brands where they're like, okay, cool, well, we're going to need one vlog, like two posts, and that's when you're like, ah, now yeah. it's turning in, now I need a contract. Now I feel like this is like just transactional.
See, that's what's like wild to me is like, I'm like, okay, I have the weekends and then when I'm at home to go over these emails and whatever, right? And it's like, even go, like, first of all, negotiating by yourself is already like,
it's weird. Awkward.
It's awkward and it's like, I feel really, like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then also, which like, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And also like reading over these contracts and like having deadlines and stuff. And so like, weird. I'm already all over the place with like just life in general. And then having to go through this and like, you're the only person in charge of like the negotiating, the, you know, it's not like I'm sitting at home all day like trying to figure this out.
Well,
like,
and you know, you also never know when you're going to work with a brand and now you have a like potential lawsuit because yes. they're like, well, you didn't post within 12 hours and you're like, ah, was it in the fine writing? Like, which I didn't read that. But
so
like,
that's
I should
why
have.
Like I feel like I completely understand. Like at first I thought people having managers was almost like a clout thing. Like,
no,
oh, I have a manager.
No, no, no.
But it's so much like I understand why people have managers and teams to like because that's a whole job.
And I think, I mean, it's not like you need 100,000 subscribers to have a manager.
No.
I think even if you had 15,000 subscribers and you have enough, get a manager the second that you feel overwhelmed with work. So
yeah.
I would tell you, you need a manager right now.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where if you feel like you can keep up with everything, you feel like you can kind of negotiate for yourself, whatever, then that's fine. But the second that you're missing out on plenty of opportunities, like that's the time when you're like, this is too much work for me.
Yeah.
I'd rather give some, that's when it's worth giving them a percentage.
Yeah.
Because they're doing work
for
you.
Oh my God. I mean, literally all the time I'm like, oh my God, I wish I knew what I was doing. And to me, it's like almost like the email that I get. I'm like that. I know it's going to take a long time for me to go through it and like fully understand and like read the contract and pick out the stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
And so, and like come up with the rate and like,
well, also
just ballparking
negotiate
rates.
With them back and forth to where maybe they're like, never mind. And then you just wasted like how many hours of
I
your
know.
Week, you know, and you're like, wait, what?
I know.
And not everything is just like, you know, money and whatever, but it is hard when it kind of flips. So I always say, be willing to walk away from anything.
Yeah.
Literally
so good
the second that, even if it is $600 worth of clothes, right?
Yeah.
And that sounds like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, it's like, be willing to walk away because the more deals will come.
Yeah.
You'll get one that's three, you'll get one for $2,000 worth of
yeah.
clothes and you're going to be like, oh shoot. You know what I
Completely.
Mean? Like there's always going to be more and there's always going to be more money that comes with it if you're true to yourself.
Yeah.
And that sounds so cliche, but it's so freaking true.
I think that now, like going back to the, like, do I ever think I just want to, why am I not doing this
mm-hmm.
right now or whatever? Like, I think I have way too much still to learn.
Mm.
I have way too much like to learn.
I think that's so underrated.
Oh, like I feel like I could do it.
This,
you know what I mean?
Sorry.
Like I could. I actually could. But like I don't want to because I have like the potential that I could still like, one, I love what I do. So that like helps a lot.
Thank you.
And like I love working here. I love like being around the people I'm around and mm-hmm. I love doing what I do. And I think I actually always will be like some sort of like, I love production. I love BTS. I love producing. Like,
yeah.
I think I'll always do that.
No, I feel you.
And I love like influencer world and I love the conversations we have.
Love behind
and like
the scenes.
That stuff to me is like priceless.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that is like, yeah, like no amount of money that I'm like getting paid and like just everything, like the relationships that I have right now, like at my job and my work, like no amount of money or anything is better than what
yeah.
I have. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So I'm like, I have so much like room even to think like in a year, like how much I've learned.
Yeah.
I'm like every day I learn something new and I don't see that changing for a while. So it's like the second that I'm like, okay, this is, I'm not learning
yeah.
anymore or whatever. That's usually really in any job when they're
in
like, okay,
job.
You should pivot.
Yeah.
You know? But for me, I feel like I will always be in like influencer
something.
Some producing like I love that.
Yeah, I mean it totally shows. I think it's so underrated. I'm very passionate about this, that learning in your 20s and what can come from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm one of the 0.01% of people who like was able to really have a full-on career with like being 20, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like that is so rare. And I think what's so frustrating with social media is everyone feels like they need to be an entrepreneur. They need to be doing something and have all their shit together
mm-hmm.
and have everything like figured out.
Yeah.
Where I think it's like, why is everyone trying to be a professional overnight? So many people are coming out with books and curriculum as if they had their PhD in something, mm-hmm. which I'm not saying they don't know anything, but there's such a difference mm-hmm. in, there's just such a difference in like taking time and learning.
Yeah.
And I, even now I'm like, I want to learn more. Mm-hmm. Like there's still so much to learn.
Yeah, you always are.
And I think that's just so underrated. So I think it's actually really dope that you're kind of taking your time with it and not just being like, oh, let me like hop on and do 20 million different things.
I think also I realized like, how lucky I am to have someone like I who has a boss that like invests in them as much as like you do me. Like really. I mean, how often is like someone at like a boss at Deloitte like really like going in on their interns to like make sure that they have like a awesome career? Like not many people do that. So like I think I realize the value in that and like the relationship. Like again, going back to like I see how well you're respected in the industry. I also see what you do every day and how much like time and effort and work you put into it. And so, and like, even like, I probably would have been way more confident, like going into like YouTube myself, which I've always done like vlogs and like posted on my YouTube channel, but never taken it seriously. Like I was way more confident in doing it then than I am now. Cause I know and effort that it requires.
I think there's two ways to go about it. And what's hard is, you know, this is tea kind of, there's two types of people in the industry. There are people who love creating. They're the artists. They're the people who, like, live for just creating, mm-hmm. no matter what medium or whether it's music or movies or whatever, right?
They love their craft.
They love their craft. And then there's also the people who just love the fame. Mm-hmm. And that is not a negative thing. A lot of people...
It can be.
It can be, but it also can be on the other side. I think a lot of people... Like, there are people who are just meant to be in front of the camera. They are stars. Yeah. You know what I mean? The reality stars. So like, they...
Who would be an example of an A-lister that is like that?
Ooh, I mean, I think most reality stars in general, like, they don't even care they're famous. It's not about the music or the art or whatever. They're just like, no, I just want to be famous. And that is okay.
Even like Lisa Rinna.
Oh my God, completely. And not saying like she's not a boss ass businesswoman, but there are different types of people. And I think influencer world is a much micro, smaller world, but identical. There's the people who don't care how they get famous, but they're famous. And then there's the people who don't care about numbers as much, or it's not even about that. They don't even sometimes like the fame that comes with it. They just love creating. And it's
preach.
What's so important is figuring out what side you're on, because then once you can go with that, you can fucking run with that. You know what I mean? And you'll be way more successful if you can look in and be like, honestly, I just kind of want to just be famous. Then that's when you should do all the viral stuff or the cringe stuff, like the stuff that you're like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to be famous and have a reality show. Like, that's why even like Jersey Shore, like, you know what I mean? People are doing like,
I'll do whatever.
I'll do whatever for it. And then that's how they get there. Right.
Yeah.
Where I think it's just real. Sorry, we just went on a whole tangent. But there's two types of people. Even when it comes down to the brands I've worked with, what's so crazy to me, and I still can't believe this, it's proven to me time and time again, the brands who are kind of bigger and on top, that you would assume are like nasty to work with because they're on top and they own the world. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like an,
I know where you're going.
I'm not going to name specific names, but like,
no free brand deals.
No, I'm just like, wait, I just want to make sure I don't like say something wrong. These brands, right? That like normally you would be like, ooh, I'm not sure, right?
Like a brand everyone knows, like luxury or like not even luxury, just like everyone knows it.
Oh my God, completely. Versus, like, those are the brands, the ones that I've... Actually, I can say the ones I've worked with that I loved. Like, BMW, for instance, right? Literally, I would have been so insecure to, like, go to, like, work with them. Because I'm like, oh my God, it's BMW. Like, they're huge, you know? Dopest people I've ever worked with. Because they're not threatened by anyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're so chill. Even, like, a creative director that I worked with for Hollister was, like, such an... Like, the team, they were so chill on set. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to, like... They had it down. They knew what to do. Not
micromanaging.
Not micromanaging. Had so much creative freedom. Mm-hmm. They didn't even care what I did. They're like, yeah, do your thing, girl, you know? Versus a lot of the smaller brands that I feel like are, I swear, just like trying to look prestigious and that they have their life together. Those are the ones that are like horrible to work with.
Yeah.
And I swear it's like this idea of trying to feel, of just compensating and trying to look a certain way when you're not, versus feeling comfortable and you're and insecure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird. I feel like you see it on the brand side as well as the influencer side. It's just, it's insane. It's so insane.
I mean, literally the exact same analogy goes with people.
Oh, completely.
So it's like usually like the top of the dog. So whether it's like the CEO of the company versus like the middle person. Mm-hmm. Or like even like in high school, like the seniors are always super nice. It's mm-hmm. like the sophomores and the juniors that are like the nasty ones.
Yeah. Oh my God. So yeah. true.
Or with influencers, like even like, for instance, like I feel like some of the people that I've met who are like huge, like mm-hmm. everyone knows who they are the nicest compared to like people that I don't even really know and are so rude and entitled and they don't act like they,
or they like expect that you know them. Yes. And you're like, wait, I don't know you. Yes. Like, sorry, I don't know
whereas
you.
Whereas like the people that are like everyone should know act, they like come up to you and they're like, hi, my name is so and so, like they don't, like you don't
Josh,
know who they
for
are
for instance.
Oh my God, perfect example.
I mean, he's just a super nice person, and I know that maybe this is literally just my experience because I'm sure, you know what I mean? Maybe yeah. I'm just biased, but I feel like time and time again, I'm just proven that you don't need to act like you're the top dog when you're not.
Yeah.
Like, even the people who, like, just be chill and do your thing.
Like, and the reality so, is like, you'll actually never be the top dog.
No, there's always someone doing more than you. There's always someone with more followers. Like, always, like, at any time, any of this can be gone, and there's going to be someone more relevant, more, like, poppin', whatever, more viral, yes. making more money than you, more, just even, like, it's insane. It's honestly, like, it's so insane to me how I think people get so comfortable mm-hmm. in this industry and that's barely like been around for a decade.
I like, feel like, they set an expectation and they're like, I deserve this, or yeah, I expect this.
Even
like,
just
this
relevancy.
Should happen to me.
Yeah. You know? Oh my God, completely. So I think it's just so important to remember
and, like,
that
staying
too.
Staying grounded, like where you came from and stuff.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
That was a mic drop moment. Like, everything that you know now, this mm-hmm. kind of goes back to the question about what you would tell yourself earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what drove you during those internships that you did when you didn't really know exactly what you were wanting to do. And then now
Great
looking
question.
Back, seeing how it all, like, came to play.
How it fell in place.
Because I think that's a hard part, especially people straight out of college when they're doing these internships and they're like, why am I doing this? Or, like, is this even worth my time or energy? Like, I'm just curious what, like, motivated you during that time when you're like, I don't know.
I think I just knew that I had to pay my dues. Like, see, I knew that, like, what I was like, how could I expect, like, to have a higher position right now if I have never paid my dues? Like, I've never done this. Mm. You know what I mean? I've never been on set for more than, yeah, I've never been on set for more than, like, you know, 20 days or like whatever the case was. Like, I just knew, I was like, I have no experience at all. So, like, I'm going to do whatever opportunity that comes up because I just need anything I could possibly get on my resume. Because, mm-hmm. like, people are like, oh, you just need experience. You just need experience. And I'm like, okay, I've worked at a retail shop and yeah. I was like a cheerleader in high school. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, how do I get experience? Like, how do you even start? And it's like, you just have to say yes. And, like, the best way to find out what you want to be is by finding out what you don't like or what you don't want to be. And that's trial and error. I edited a comedy show for, like, something that just I would never watch. Mm-hmm. Like, I edited it. And, like, it was such a good learning experience because I was like, oh my God, I actually kind of like this vibe, or I actually kind of like this, or I actually hate, you know, this and this, or I never want to work with this type of person or program or whatever the case is. Like, it's such, I feel like I was just like, I had so much to learn.
Yeah,
that I was like, and you know, you can only learn so much in a classroom.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah,
and being on set, and like, I again, I had no connection, so I was like, I had to, even if it was like the smallest production company ever, mm-hmm. I still at least was making one connection that could connect me to, like, so at least I had it on my resume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy because, like, the first internship I got is the only reason I got the next internship.
I was going to say, your whole resume looks...
Have I sent you my resume ever?
No.
Have you ever seen it?
I think you technically did, and I probably should have opened it.
I don't think I ever have.
But I pretty much already offered you everything. Yeah. I'm not sure if you want it. No, but you are a prime example that... anything can lead you anywhere else. Like, one stepping stone can go to the next place. Where I swear everyone, the second they graduate, even before, it's so stressful when you're just like, what do I want to do with my whole entire life and career? And it's like, no one knows at all. But also, you wouldn't be where you are now without any of that.
No.
Because honestly, knowing that you had worked at studios, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. See, even though, like, we don't have an actual traditional studio that we do, just knowing if we're on set, you know how to be on set. Like, that was a huge thing for me.
Yeah. See, I had no idea. Like, it's like you almost, like, learn, like, the etiquette too, mm-hmm. of like how to work in a certain environment.
Especially the director.
Yeah. Like even just like, just being able to speak the language, like hearing, being in the environment where you're watching other people speak the language was something I needed to learn. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I knew that if someone like threw me on like the biggest adventure set, like I would literally make a fool of myself because I didn't know how to speak the language or work or like.
And then they're staring at you like, go get it. Yeah. And you're like, what?
So like every internship just like kind of led me to where I was. So like the first internship was like a small, let me think of the very first thing that I did. I think it was, it's what I'm thinking of. So like the first internship like led me to the next one, which is funny because the first internship was a small production company, which they are like till this day, like if they ever need anything, I'll go help them because they're awesome.
That so much.
But like, I literally, this is so crazy. I was, I think a freshman or a sophomore in college. Okay, and so. I edited a full TV show that literally aired and everything. And I edited the whole show. And at the end, they surprised me with an associate producer credit.
Oh my God.
So like I have an IMDb like from, and I literally, which is funny because it was the smallest internship that I had, but I had the most freedom and like I had the most recognition from it because like basically the smaller production company, the more like you can work your way up,
yeah.
because there's not as many people.
Yeah.
But like that helped me lead, having those credits helped me lead to the next one, and then it helped me lead to the next one. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it just kind of gives you, I guess, like a little bit of like clout or leverage, like, hey, I did this so I can do the next thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That they can trust you. I think again, it goes back to feeling how underrated it is for you to be able to sit in the back of the room, even if you're holding coffee,
being
able to be in that room and hear and be a fly and listen
yeah.
and just like absorb and be a sponge. You always like use that analogy about being a sponge, just like learning.
That's how I feel every day when I'm here.
But I feel like that's just so underrated.
I mean, literally every day when like, I get so excited when I get to go to like, Alicia has like a ton of like meetings and whatever, and like even like Pretty Basic, like it's so fun because I'm a podcaster, so mm-hmm. it's so fun for me to be like, oh, like what's their audio person telling them,
yeah,
or like what's their, like, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
because these are podcast guys, so mm-hmm. like what are, like it's so fun for me to just like sit there and soak it in because
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can learn from this. Or like even when Alicia's on like a phone call, or you know, we have a meeting with her management or team or whatever, it's so like, I'm like a sponge because I'm like, oh my God, like I don't know anything about this, so I get to learn so much. Or if she's talking to like literally anyone or anything, like it's so fun for me to just be a fly on the wall, which I get to do a lot because I basically am Alicia's fly on the wall. Because typically I'm filming.
No, yeah, usually you're always,
but it's
around.
So fun for me because it's like, oh my God, I'm learning so much here because it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. You learn a lot from just like sitting back and watching. I'm trying to think of specific things that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here. Oh, the first one that I was like, holy cow, I can't believe I'm here. Like, this is so cool. I'm literally a sponge right now. I always tell myself, I'm like, oh my God, sponge. Like,
oh my God.
Literally, I just like sit there and I'm like, oh, sponge moment.
Sponge.
And so the first time was when we had the Pretty Basic.
Big meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, you loved that.
That was so lit.
Oh my
bro.
God, at the agency.
Yeah. We went to, can I say the
agency? Yeah.
We went to UTA, which is like literally one of the biggest agencies
Shout
in
Greg.
LA. Shout out Greg. And I literally.
That was a big meeting, I'll tell you.
And also you, like, did not mentally prepare me for that at all. I had no idea.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was totally fine. But like, I just had no idea.
Me sitting at the head of the table like, hi.
I know, and you and Remy just like goofing around.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's so funny is like, so we get there and I just had no idea. Like, I had no idea. And we walk into freaking UTA, which like, that's normal or whatever. But then we get to the, like the conference like table where literally like they were literally like Skyping in people from like different like
New York, I think.
Yeah, New York. And I mean, literally the whole like conference table, like this is straight out of a movie, like the conference table,
mm-hmm.
and like there's like huge windows and you can see LA, and then there's a huge TV screen with people like,
well,
Skyping
and
in.
Keep in mind there was me and Remy, so we had both of our teams there.
Yeah, so everyone's like manager, publicist, agent, podcasting agent, touring agent, like everyone mm-hmm. was there, and then me
and with like, the camera.
Which is so funny because like, one, everyone's nice to me because I have a camera. So, like, everyone's going to be nice to me.
But, I mean, prime example of what we were saying earlier is I walk in and I'm like, hey, guys, this is TK. Like, she's going to be filming. If you have a problem, like, just let her know and she won't get you.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously people aren't like, oh, who's this girl?
You yeah, know what I mean? People like, it's like, oh, okay. Automatically trust you.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was, I remember I was just walking around and I had the freedom too, because I had the camera. So I had the freedom to walk around anywhere I wanted.
Yeah. You weren't sitting
in the room, which is so cool. Cause I could like walk around near like this agent and I could walk around near the like managers and like, you could just like, it was so cool watching everyone's vibe and like, I literally, that was a total sponge moment.
Oh my God.
I was like, whoa, this is so cool. And I don't know why I'm in here, but it feels awesome.
Damn.
It was awesome. I don't even think we did anything with that footage.
I was just going to say, we still have that footage.
Which is cool. I should post that on my story.
I feel like, yeah, we should get a little snippet so you can post it because that's really funny. I'm sure we'll do something with
that. That meeting, I was like, damn, I love this.
I do like meetings like that, I will say.
I love it when I got to go to the new 2020 like manager meeting, I was like, this is lit.
I mean, literally
how many people were in that meeting? Like there's a lot of people. The one at Abigail's, that her whole team was,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was like a lot of people.
Yeah. And then I was like eating my lunch.
Same. That was cool.
Something that I wish if I could go back and kind of slap myself, it would be in the first few meetings I ever took. I was such a like, oh, I'm sorry I'm here. Like, oh, sorry to be an inconvenience for you all to take time out of your day. Where now I've just built the confidence of being like,
you're
no,
so
like,
good.
I'm meant to be here. But like also.
Well, you're the only reason why they're having
the meeting. I'm the reason why. Like not in a conceited way, but in a way of like, hey, we're all here together to like make some magic. Let's do it. Yeah. You know? So I think.
Just make some magic on my channel.
No.
For real.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, or like do bigger things. And it's not like they're having a meeting with you. It's like you're having a meeting with them.
Yeah. It's almost essentially kind of like you're leading the meeting.
And
though,
well, and it's also up to you to be able to say, you know, like, cause obviously teams can be like, oh, like, do you want to do a book or something? And you're like, yeah, sure. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's up to you to be like, no, actually I want to do this. How can we do that? Do we know anyone who has connections? Blah, 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 blah. And like take a little more ownership. And it took me, I think, way too long to kind of have that confidence where I think I wish I could slap myself and be like, Alicia, like speak up more, say something, like own it more. So I'm so excited for whoever you end up signing with one day for you to be in your first meeting and be like, hi,
even
Taylor King.
Even being on set, like getting to go on set, like even when you have a photo shoot or like even when we went to the Engadget.
Oh yeah, yeah,
The doc. Like that's just so fun that I get to go in there and I'm automatically respected and it's like I get to just watch like people, like heaven forbid you mess up, like I get to learn from that too.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
Which is so fun because also, there's nothing that's falling back on me. Like I'm just here to learn.
No, yeah, yeah. And going back to Small World, like for instance, I did a shoot for my Black Hoodie shoot and the guy who shot that, like the photographer, was best friends with two guys that I worked on my last shoot with, the Vlogmas one.
Yeah.
I would have never thought they'd like know each other.
Yeah.
And then also a photographer who I've shot with many times over the years. And it's so funny because it's like, you never know who knows each other. So like,
And he's from Indiana. You know what I mean?
Like, which was so funny. And it's crazy because like, I never had a bad experience with anyone, but imagine if I like shit talked one of them
to be
like, oh yeah, I shot this like one thing with this horrible photographer and blah, blah, blah. And like, little do you know, they're best friends. Like LA is so, that's what it's like. It's so big, yet it's so small. It's just so just be a nice person.
So true.
Okay, so we asked you guys some questions just to do some like last minute ones on TK's IG. So we're going to go through those before we end. Let's get it, yo.
This is a good question.
Uh-oh.
I'm interested in what you're going to say. What was your guys' first impression of each other?
Oh, I just remember you were, I think you had like red lips or like bright pink lips. And you stood up the second I like walked in because you guys were at Alfred.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in, you like stood up and
we were
wait. Like,
that's where we met. No. I met you at Earth Cafe, downtown.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
Earth.
Or did I meet you at?
No, it was Alfred, and you had hoops.
But do you remember when we went to Earth? That was a different time.
I think that was after we had met.
Okay.
I remember our first time meeting Alfred, and I just remember walking up to you, and you stood up, like, I knew right away, I was like, oh, she's, like, a people person, like, she's really outgoing, because you stood up, you, like, hugged me, you're like, hi, or you shook my hand, you're like, hi, I'm Taylor,
yeah,
so nice to meet you, and I was just like, oh, like, hi, because I'm always like, oh, new person, like, I hope I like that, like, you know me, I'm always like, oh, like, I hope, I'm like,
you're like, oh, God,
I'm very, like, I'm just guarded and shy, like, that's just the best way to put it, I'm really shy, so, I was like, oh, like, I like her. Like, she seems really sweet. And I was like, obviously, like, we were talking about, like God and devotionals that
day.
Oh, yeah. So it was definitely, like, we were, like, being vulnerable talking about that kind of stuff, you know? So
I remember I was so impressed because I knew you were a YouTuber and I had seen some of your videos and I knew like who you were. So I was just so impressed with how you completely acted like you weren't that.
Oh, see,
you completely acted like a normal person. And I was like, whoa, she's so nice because she's so big. And so like, you're literally like a celebrity and you're being so nice and welcoming to me.
I'm like shaking my head like that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Because I think I've dealt with so many people that are rude.
Yeah.
And it didn't even act like you did that. Like, I would have no idea if I didn't already previously know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was cool because you would still, like, casually talk about...
Oh, my God. I just realized that was, like, the prime... That was...
You were so humble. I was, like, shook the house on bits.
I mean, I'm thinking of, like, my channel then. That was right before I took my break because it was, like, end of 2017, right? And then... Or no, it was top of 2018. So that was right before I took my break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then Coachella was that. Yeah.
Wow.
Funny. Yeah, I remember I was wearing hoops and a black bodysuit. Mm-hmm. And you took a photo of Kenzie and I.
Yeah. And I was wearing the green. Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a photo of... Oh, were you wearing the green aloe jacket?
Yeah.
Nice. And I was... Were you wearing an aloe hat? A white hat?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I remember we had our, like, journals, and I took a photo because that's when, like, they had the Bumble sleeves, and they were so cute.
Oh, my God. That's
so, like, funny. Strong woman, strong coffee.
Yeah.
Ooh, who is more organized?
In what way?
I know. I feel like we're very similar.
I was going to say we're probably equal because, like, when I want to be organized, I'm organized like no other. Same. But then...
I'd say equal.
My room, I feel like we both hadn't cleaned our rooms in so long until yesterday, so...
Oh, you want to know what your sister asked?
Yeah.
What could Alicia do better?
She would put that. That's such a... as a boss, what can I do better? And be blunt, be honest.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I won't fire you.
It can be...
I already know.
I feel like it would be sometimes when you're off or you're down or you're in a mood or something affected you. And let's say we're filming. I can tell you're off or upset or whatever. I know something's up, but I'm like, oh shit, what did I do? But I wish you would just say... That's why sometimes I'm like, what's up? Or I'll be like, okay, what's going on? Because I'm like... Sometimes I'll talk... I'll be like, oh my God, what did I do? And I'll overplay things. I'm like, did I do this? Like, did I not put this away? Like, I'll like think that in my head.
That's never you.
When really I should be like, hey, what's going on here? So we can like talk about that and then just forking film.
It helps
because
it
affects you. It affects you so heavily and I can tell you're pissed off. I'm literally thinking of the one time. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, she's so mad.
No, okay. Okay.
And I was like, I don't know what to do.
the TikTok. Oh, no.
The vibrato is kicking in.
Okay, so what's funny is, one, I totally get that. It helps me a lot, though, when you're like, hey, like, you always let me have a moment, and then you're like, hey, like, what's up? Like, do you want to talk about it? Like, that helps me a lot. But what is so funny is it's never you, ever. What goes in my head in all of those situations is... Okay, Alicia, you have to film, like, get it together. And then I'm trying to film. I'm so overly aware of how I sound. And then I'm like, dang it. I today's filming day. Like, I need to film. And then I'm like, no, screw it. Let's just film tomorrow because I'll be in a much better mood. This is what's so hard about YouTube is it's like, okay, no, I'm going to, like, wait till I'm in a good mood because the video will literally do 20 times better because it's so obvious that I'm in a good mood.
Yeah,
but then
so
I get
true.
Pissed at myself because I'm like, what's the point of having a schedule of, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday? So I'm like, no, like, suck it up. Just do it. But then it's like, that's literally what's going on in my head. So when I'm staring there blank, it's me being like, Alicia, get your shit together.
Like, we'll do, like, literally, it'll be like 20 takes in.
20 takes in and people like, so anyways, you're...
And then you'll be like, fork.
So anyway, I'm like, four.
And I'm like, you got this. And then she'll do it.
But what sucks is this is, like, when I think back to my earlier, like, YouTube career, the videos always did well because I had that freedom to be like, you know what? Who cares? Today's a bad day. Let's do it tomorrow. Yeah. We'll start fresh. Where how are you supposed to look like you're having a fun, homemade, like, laughy video when you're not in that mood? And, like... But so that's what's hard because I'm like, well, I have two employees here. Like, I need to, I can't just.
And I completely get it.
So that's always what's going on.
But I found like it does work better when we're just like, okay, what's the issue? Let's chat about it and either like.
Forget about
it. Table it. Yeah. Or
come back to it.
Yeah. Put it to the side and be like, okay, I'm aware that this is the issue. We're going to put it to here and then just like focus on this.
Yeah.
Or we're going to like. Just forget this and focus on this issue because like...
Because it is my job and I have to get it done.
Yeah.
Like there's plenty...
So, but I feel like sometimes like I'll be like, oh no, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Or like I know something's up and I'm like, should I ask if we should talk about it or no? Because then it's like, oh my God, should I just be the employer? Like, should I be the friend? Like, yeah. That's a hard moment when I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, even the other day on Friday.
Oh, I had a full on breakdown.
And you went upstairs, and in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to give her like 30 minutes. And then if I still feel like she needs time, I'll let it be. And then if it's like up to like 30 minutes or an hour, I'm going to go up and be like, hey, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Like, I literally was thinking in my head, I was like, okay, I'll do it. I got this.
Yeah.
Like, I knew how to deal with it.
But you were, yeah.
But no, I was like, good. Oh no, like, you know what I mean? Because we're supposed to film today.
Yeah. But then it's like, well, do we push it? Do you want me to be like, no, you're going to film? Like, you know, no, we're going to film. You know what I mean? Like, what role to take?
So I think totally that part is just hard. I guess it's like, it's not even really a lack of communication. It's more of like,
well, you know what though? We've never talked about it. Like, I've never been like, hey, I'm going to go have a moment for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Versus like, I'll be back. You know, because you're like, okay, how long should I give you?
I know.
Like, I'll get better at that. I can do that.
Yeah. I think I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to do.
No, but even like, give me 20. You know, like that's, because realistically the breakdowns probably won't stop.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing. Ooh, do TK's friends from home ever fangirl that she knows the Alicia Marie? I feel like younger people I know.
I was gonna say, I would say no, because, I mean, you would answer this question. I would say no.
No, I would say no.
Yeah.
Too. I feel like
if anything, they're probably like, wait, who's that? And then they look at my page and then they're like, oh, that's cool. But they're not like, wait, Alicia.
Yeah. I feel like more so like my brother's friends fangirl more.
That's so funny.
Like his girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you work together, do you feel productive or procrastinating because you've done no work in 5 TikToks?
See, what's so funny is when we work, we are working.
I know.
We are productive AF. When we're here on the weekend chilling in our sweats, like, we're TikToking.
Yeah.
And or technically
after, still working.
See, that's what's weird about it. But yeah, like, I feel like to us, we see that as a hobby. Like, today we were like, oh my God, we need a TikTok, you know? But I think we're weirdly productive. We thrive off of it.
This is so interesting. Someone said, why did you pick to work for Alicia? That's so weird.
Oh, that was a question we didn't talk about. If you could work with one other...
Oh.
If I fired you tomorrow and you had to, like, work with another influencer, who would it be?
Another influencer?
Yeah. And do the same thing you're doing.
This is so hard. For real.
And don't overthink it, because it's just like, go with like, just think of their channel. Like, don't necessarily think about like if you would vibe with them.
Okay. Just think of like,
just think of like work channel. Like,
oh God.
Like, you won't be consoling their breakdowns. You know what I mean?
I mean, I will say, I wish there are people's channels that I'm like, God, I wish I could just go in and help them.
Oh,
same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, like, I wish I could just like go in.
I want a series like Extreme even like, Makeover, but like Extreme Channel Makeover.
Yes. Even like, I'm looking at JoJo right now. I'm like, God, I wish I could just go in and like produce the crap out of her.
Even just like one video could be dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could be so cool.
Ooh, I feel like Claudia Saluski would be really fun for me.
I could actually see you guys vibing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Even like Jake Paul just came up, and like, I think it'd be really fun to produce him.
Mm.
Like, he would be a wild one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he never has people tell him no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And especially because like, you've grown up like with your brother and stuff, I feel like I could see you actually working well with a guy.
Yeah.
Because you'd be able to like put up with them.
Basically, my first people that came up, like, who I would want to, I mean, I would kill to work for or work with or work for Casey.
Oh my God, yeah.
And the first people that came up in my head were like Josh, Casey.
Yeah.
Those two. I like watching guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just like their stuff that they create.
I think too, because there's so many less guys, they all stand out so much more because they kind of all seem different. Versus like girls, you can find a lot of channels that are like identical.
Also, I feel like the guys are so pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like that I'm like, ooh, I really want to get in there and edit that. Or
yeah.
Like, I want to go off with
and
the,
they
like,
seem pretty true to who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. That's really a tough one.
Okay.
Who would you do?
Like, oh, if I had to work for someone? Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Or even like Gary Vee. Like, I wish I could go.
Oh,
and, like,
I'd love
him.
To be a sponge.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He'd be dope.
Even like Erica Costello. I think she's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go in.
I could see you like taking her to the next level.
I would forking love that.
For sure.
That'd be so fun to be like the girl that you call when you're like, you don't know what to do with your channel. Like, you're struggling.
That should be our new business.
Yeah.
That's how we'll work
like,
together.
Like, I need to take a break. I'm having a mental breakdown. Like, we're going to call like the, you know, like the celebrity matchmaker. Like,
TK Interiors.
Yeah. TK Marie
Interiors.
We come in and we like forking rebrand the hell out of you and like make you pop off again.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. Oh my God.
Hit us up. Maybe we'll do a video.
Hit
doing
us up.
Your
TK Marie Interiors. Maybe there'll be a series.
Even like, for instance, The Morning Toast. Mm. I'm like, oh.
I need to listen to them more.
Like, even their YouTube, like, they, I feel like they are so, they could be so much bigger than they are. Does Alicia feel old compared to TK? Do you actually?
No, actually I don't. I honestly I don't. Feel like we're the same age. And even when I joke that, like, oh, you keep me young, like, I feel like I don't feel, like, actually that old. I feel like you're just so much older than I think.
It's weird because
I feel like for 26, I'm pretty youthful.
You are.
Like, I'm younger-ish. I've always been.
Yeah, but are you? You know what I mean?
See, like, I don't think so. But then also there's, like, 17-year-olds who look like they're 30 and act like they're 30.
Well, also there's, like, 26-year-olds back home that are, like, married and have kids.
Exactly. You know where I'm, like, nowhere near that. So I feel like I've always felt younger in general. And then you're...
If you could have any celebrity's closet, who would you pick?
Ooh. I really like Hailey Bieber's style.
Yeah.
But I just don't have her body. So that stuff won't look as good on me as it would her. Her, like, oversized things would be, like, tights on me. But, like, it's fine. Yeah, I really like her. Or Gigi Hadid, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like I'd do, like, Miley, Hailey, one of them. Hailey's stylist is sick, too.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you see yourself in the YouTube world?
Oh, my God. If you asked me, like, even 2 years ago, I would have been like, oh, like, forever. Like, I have no desire to quit. Not that I have any desire to quit now, but I think now I'm very aware that, like, maybe my channel will be done sooner, but I definitely still see me in digital, like, for a long time.
Same. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
How old will I be? 31? Oh, my God. I don't know. I still see me out here in LA. I mean, I'd like to say I'm at least talking to someone by then. But, you know, we don't want to get our hopes up.
Oh, my God. You definitely will be.
Oh, my God. I might be married then.
I firmly believe that, like, I don't know if you're going to marry the person, but I'm going to set you up with someone. I just know it. I
hope so.
I forking know it.
Oh, my God. I hope so.
For me in 5 years?
You'll be 27. You'll be older than me now.
That's so weird.
Bro. Well, obviously we'll still be going to Coachella. Yeah.
I think that I will be in the... It's still in the digital, mm-hmm. like, influencer.
I think you'll pop off. Not, like, be dead.
I think you'll die.
No,
you'll pop off the earth.
I think you'll pop off. I think...
I'm crying.
I think you're gonna... I think you're barely starting... No. I think you're just barely starting your career. You know what I mean?
Really?
Oh, for sure. Like, I believe that with my whole heart.
Like, you? Do you think I'll be, like, producing?
I think you'll be more of the talent.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, in, like, podcasting world?
Kind of just everywhere.
Like, do you think...
It all overlaps.
You know how I say, like, I want to be a host, kind of? Mm-hmm. Do you see me doing that? Or no?
Honestly?
Yeah, give me the tea.
I think you'll get a few gigs that you would have died to have. And you'll be like, I don't know, it's not it, sis.
Really?
I could see you being like, I like it, but I don't love it.
Then what do you think I'm going to love?
I don't know. And what's crazy is, like, even, like, what you're doing now, you would have never thought that would be there. I swear anything, it's very rare.
That's so true.
It's so rare for anyone to be like, this is all I've wanted to do since I was in kindergarten, and then they do it and they love it. Like, even brands or things that I was like, oh, my God, one day that'll happen. Yeah. Like, it happens. Then you're like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, I always thought I wanted to do acting. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah. I always loved it so much. And then the few things I did, I was like, I hate this. Like, I'm in my head 24/7. I don't feel comfortable. Like, I'm overthinking everything. Imagine me.
Yeah.
Like, not having control of, like, angles or, like, anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was really hard for me. And I just remember being like, oh, like, I don't love this as much as I thought I would.
Yeah.
And I could see you, like, getting something with E. I could so see you doing a hosting gig with E. And you'd
which
be like,
I would forking
I could just see you being like, I really liked it. But, like,
this is so weird.
I don't know. But maybe you'd love it. And maybe that's, like, your side thing. Or maybe that's something that you do every now and then. But I don't think that'll be, like, your only thing you do at all.
See, that's the thing that I'm, like, so... I've always confused myself with. Because I'm like, do I want to be behind the camera or do I want to be in front?
You can do both.
And you really can do both.
Yeah. Also, podcasting is... This is still brand new.
I know.
Like the medium.
Oh my God. I would die to like wake up and podcast every morning and then like go into work.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Oh my God. No, but that's so doable.
Yeah, but to me, like to, for you it is. I'll, for me, I no. like that's like
a, no, what a do you dream. Mean? You could do it right now.
I know, but
okay. Apparently, when TK is uncomfortable, she does cheer moves and does high V heel stretch.
I literally just flashed her with my heel stretch.
I didn't know. What to say. You can tell. So funny.
Okay, we're too slap happy and I need to go home, so that's it. You were follow
wait. I forget what we were talking about.
We were talking about I was like yeah, I said I would be uncomfortable. Oh, being in front of the camera, being
behind. Oh no, why
what
don't
was
you
I talking about
podcasting every single day?
Oh, because like I want to go into a studio and like record, like I just want to go in, record, and then leave and go to work. Like, I don't have to set up everything and, like, plan the...
I have to set up everything here.
I know, you're right. But, like, you have such a beautiful house to have, like,
no,
a nice...
No, don't make excuses. That's like when people are like, well, I don't have a nice camera.
You're so right. I know. It's just, it's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it that way. I wouldn't have time to work out.
Huh?
I wouldn't have time to work out in the morning.
Yeah, you just get up earlier.
Already get up early.
I love that we're literally just having a conversation right now. Like, we're like, oh, we're still recording? Cool. No, listen, that's when you do the intro, and then after work, you do the guest part.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But I'm not, I don't want a podcast every day right now, but I want to eventually.
Eventually, eventually.
Yeah. Like, I wish I could be like, oh, I want that guest, so we're going to get him. You know what I mean?
See, but then I feel like that's when you would do one or two podcasts a week, and then the next day is when you go in for your hosting gig. And then the next day
yeah,
is when
lit.
You film something else. I mean, lit. Ash just did that one thing and they were wrapped by 6 a.m.
Yeah, true.
But imagine doing a full work day after that.
See, I still like though, like I still want to go in and like I love going to produce something. That's so fun. So I love that. And that's the thesis. All right, everyone follow Alicia Marie if you haven't. You probably already follow her. But no. It's at Alicia on Instagram.
Guys, I'm getting cool again. So tired. If you've ever
what? You're getting cool again and what?
I was gonna say if you ever unsubscribed.
Resubscribe because she's cool AF.
Because we filmed a cool collab.
Yeah. Thank you for interviewing me.
You know, it wasn't much of an interview, but we tried.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to interview, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, be sure to follow her and subscribe to her and listen to her podcast. I'm pretty basic.
So. I can't believe I said I'm cool.
Hey, guys, I'm cool again. And is there anything else I need to follow you on?
No.
Pinterest. Twitter, Pinterest.
Photo bucket.
What'd you say?
Photo bucket.
Is that?
Oh my God. Should we redo this?
No, it's fine. I love
this. So bad.
No, it's great.
TK, where can they find you?
Oh, no, it's okay. Follow me on TK's Juicy Polls, because without voting in the polls, you can't be a part of the podcast, and that's the most fun part. So follow me on Instagram and on TikTok, and leave this review and rate it and give it 5 stars, because I really appreciate that. Make someone else's day this week. Peace.
Peace. Thanks for listening. I hope this was not that bad.
Okay, bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.